Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. I'm Mary Jane Gibson, and I'm here with George Terry and David Hyde from RadSource. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to MJ BizCon. Have you been before?
Yep. For about 7 or 8 years, we've been coming.
Oh, wow. So you are veterans of the cannabis scene?
Pretty much.
I'm fascinated to know about RadSource because I am learning that you are a life sciences-based tech company with a product that addresses decontamination.
Correct.
That's where I'm starting from. Can you tell me more? Because I know we just met, and I want to know all about it.
All right, so life sciences. By the way, I'm the executive vice president of the company, and Dave is our director of service.
Yeah, director of service. Yeah.
So I've got the vice president and the director of services.
Right.
So you can tell me everything I need to know.
Right. We're pretty much in the know. So basically, we started off as a blood company with life sciences. So there was something called graft versus host disease, and it kills people. So what the hospitals and the government and everybody put together is a protocol that you can actually run blood through photonic decontamination or irradiation in order to give it a low dose of surface radiation or through radiation that would actually take the T lymphocytes out of the blood and made it safe for transfusion.
Is this anything like dialysis, which is something I know about because of family members who have had?
No, this is for when they have transfusion. It's when they transfer blood from one person to another. So, and it's to make the blood safe so that if you had to do a blood transfusion or if you're immunocompromised or you have an infectious disease, you can transfer blood or for babies, you know.
And so your background is in biomedicine.
No. I actually came from before this, I was doing pharmacy and before that, I was doing orthopedics, and before that, I was doing telecom. So I've been around for a while. And Dave?
I've been in the automotive industry for the last 30 years. So service is service.
Okay.
Same thing.
So you're working in this world where you're decontaminating blood. How does that translate to the space you're in now?
Because about 8 years ago or so, there was a big problem with the cannabis when it was going for the state certification. And the problem was it wasn't passing state testing for microbials. And people tried all kinds of crazy things. They were hitting it with chlorine packs, bleach, ozone.
And just when you're talking about microbials in the cannabis, is that those are biological components that are coming from the cannabis as it's grown, either outdoor or indoor? Just
right.
It could be pests. It could be.
It's actually
nutrients.
It's Salmonella, E. coli, yeast and mold, Aspergillus, all the nasty things that don't translate well to health. Okay. Isn't it drive you crazy with that drum?
Yeah, I know. Welcome to a live podcast being recorded at a conference with a giant drum in the background. So you're talking about things that could actually really harm people as if they were ingested.
Right.
Okay.
There's been a lot of studies. I mean, I know it's a controversial subject, but the bottom line is, you know, especially with people that are immunocompromised, you can't be taking Aspergillus or some of these nasty bolts that will actually go right through your lungs into your bloodstream. And, you know, and the states are doing the right thing. I mean, just like the states inspect pork or they inspect, you know, other things, you know, celery, but to make sure that they're safe for us to consume.
We all hear about the recalls when there's E. coli in a batch of spinach, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the states are doing the right things and they're trying to get standards in place so that people can make sure that when they purchase the cannabis that it's safe for consumption. So my hat's off to the states and the regulatory, you know, bodies that are doing this.
So did you have a moment when you understood that what you were doing in the world that you were in would translate? Was there sort of an aha moment, or how did this translate then? It was a mistake.
Yeah. So we knew that the gold standard for cannabis decontamination is gamma or E-beam. That's the gold standard. Canada uses it. EU uses it. They've been using it for 30 years. And there's actually a paper out by Arno Hasenkamp that references it, that who actually is working with us now. So we had a customer who they tried a makeshift X-ray machine to try to replicate the gamma, and it failed. And we went in and we took our blood machine. We adapted it over to run a little longer and a little bit different shape of the X-ray, and it passed with flying colors. And it's there's a reason why people were using gamma to begin with, and it's because it works. And it's got the least impact of the product. It's got it really does the job. But the problem with gamma was that it gives a very high dose of photons to the product, which is still better than some of the other methods that are out there that are, I won't even say because I don't want to piss anybody off, but they don't work very well, you know, but the photonic decontamination it penetrates the product. It's not a surface treatment like UV. Remember when COVID was out, they were putting those UV light bulbs everywhere?
Yeah.
It's the same technology, except our wavelength is a little smaller. So instead of the X-ray hit the table and decontaminating the surface of the table, it'll go through the table, but with no impact to the table.
Wow. How does that translate then into the actual space? You're going to companies and you're saying you want to work with us. You have a product. You want to make sure that it's free of contaminants, mold, all of that sort of thing. We have the machinery, the technology for you. And then they buy... It sounds like, I know, I don't think anyone could buy an X-ray machine. Like, is this a very expensive investment? Okay, so we're talking a high capacity. I mean, how much product can you fit in one of your systems?
So we use a standard of 2,000 gray as a benchmark. Although, you know, depending on the microbial load, some people go higher, some people go lower. We can do... some of our units do up to 50 pounds a day. Some of them do 160 pounds a day. And that's at a standard load. Now, we have people that aren't as dirty or aren't as they don't have such a big load, or they don't have aspergillus. They can go much lower. So they can get maybe, you know, over 160 pounds, maybe 300 pounds a day, depending on what their load is. But the big thing is that we've gone from our second generation technology to our third generation technology. So when we started with MJ BizCon, we were just introducing our second generation technology. We've got almost 300 of those units out in the field. And now since mid last year to this year, we've got over, you know, around 60 of our third generation technology units out there. And Dave, how are those performing?
They're performing great. 90% uptime. It's very, very reliable, quick. If something goes wrong, very simple to fix and very efficient.
That's amazing. So that's really large scale. I mean, you're talking, these are for commercial growers. You're not talking, this isn't for a home grower who wants to just make sure that, do you have a smaller unit?
We do have a smaller unit, but not for somebody at home.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it's funny because it was right here in Las Vegas where this whole thing started with us. And we got the call from our customer that basically said, holy crap, wait till you see these test results. Because we have plenty of papers, studies on our website that show how we back our claims. And it's only with our special technology, because there's a lot of different X-rays out there. But what we did is we reinvented X-ray. So typical X-ray is what they call reflective technology. It loses a lot of power and it's got a lot of what they call soft radiation. Soft radiation would be if you go outside and you sit out in the sun for 10 minutes and you come back with sunburn, that's because the photons aren't penetrating your hand. They're bouncing off. That's called soft radiation. Our tube is specially designed for what they call through transmission, which means that it goes through the product and it's got a very hard beam, which means that it's very high quality photons that go through the product and only hit the DNA of the microbials. So it doesn't touch the terpenes or the cannabinoids, which are much bigger molecules. We're dealing at the size of the wavelength of a strand of DNA, which is about the size of an atom.
So you're telling me the future is here?
Oh, it's been here for 7 years. We 90-something percent of all the flower in Colorado goes through one of our machines.
And are you operating in most states that have legal cannabis now?
Every state where it's legal. Some of the states, we have 100% of the market.
Wow. And so this third-generation technology is online. What does the next chapter hold for you? Where are you going next?
Well, I mean, we've managed to, last year we had a little hiccup with our service. We were actually bringing Dave on board, and we had somebody that we were moving out. So... our current customers would know that we had a couple month hiccup, but we fixed it. This guy here has done a great job of restoring service. We're on site. We have we're back to the standard we had for 5 years. So Dave's done a great job in getting our reputation back up to snuff. And I mean, the units speak for themselves. You know, people that have the units love the units. People that don't have the units wish they had them.
And so if I have some cannabis and I test it and it has these contaminants in them, and I put them through one of your units, it'll come out the other side and the testing is...
It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah. And the reason is, and you know, there's a bunch of, you know, people with opinions out there that say, oh, you should clean, you should grow clean. A lot of them are paid consultants that get paid to help people grow clean. But, you know, no matter what, people try to grow clean. And we're big supporters of that, okay? I mean, we're not saying go out there and grow the dirtiest stuff you can grow and then throw it on our machines. We support clean grow. But there's some places that you just can't grow clean. And by the way, why would we only look at the cannabis industry and say, oh, you know, in cannabis, you got to grow clean. Whereas in, you know, the poultry industry, the eggs, meat, And like we were talking about before, people get bad spinach because it's organic all the time. I mean, I got a salad 3 days ago and I had a worm in it, you know? So, you know, it's not all about the, it doesn't really impact the product. It allows the product to be safe for consumption. And it takes all those nasty little microbials out because at the level of the DNA of the microbial, it destroys the DNA so it cannot replicate. That's all it does. And it's done with light.
That's amazing. And I don't think there's a grower out there who hasn't dealt with mold, no matter how clean they grow, no matter what they do. The struggle is real.
I was in a place and I'm in an unnamed state, and the guy was telling me how he passes testing all the time. And we walk out of the grow room. By the way, he let me in, didn't have to gown up or anything. And I was like, that's something funny right there. So we walk out and he's got the sink there and he's got black mold all over his sink. And so you just question then the lab or the testing, you know, you know, some people lab shop or they do other things, but hey, you know, the states with reference labs and the states are trying to do the right thing. And we're trying to help people achieve that with the least impact to the product possible, not heating it up, not hitting it with ozone, not hitting it with chlorine, not hitting it with peroxide that washes out.
Not affecting the potency or the terpenes.
No.
Or any of the aspects of the plant that we all love.
Right. And we all have all the test results that prove it. 5 years, 7 years, we have white papers. We have GMP lab test results as well. So.
Wow. So if someone wants to work with you, where do they find you?
Well, they could probably find us right here, right?
And right here at MJ Biz Hub.
I don't know what booth.
Cannabis Tech Talk booth.
Yeah, this booth. Oh, you mean anytime?
Yeah, online, around the world, or well, we're look for you. Oh, you're in the current.
Yeah, we're in the current Cannabis Tech magazine. We're at radsource.com.
Radsource.com.
There's a
where you can really just ask anybody that's doing cannabis now.
Anybody who knows what's up.
They're going to have one of our machines.
Oh, absolutely.
We're right towards the front.
Perfect.
Is there a camera on?
Yep, right here.
Oh.
Radsource.com. Check them out. Find them online. Find them in the real world. Decontaminate your cannabis.
Right.
Like a pro.
And like I said, I'm the executive vice president of the company. Dave is our director of service. Between the two of us, I mean, I have the whole commercial side of the company, and Dave's got the service side. So we're really, we work with people very well, especially if people are doing multiple units or they might already have one of our units that's older and they're looking for duplication because of redundancy or, you know, it's funny because people will buy a unit from us and they'll say, oh, I got two grow rooms. And then they'll buy one unit and then they'll get one of our units and they'll run it like a Ferrari, you know, and then a year or two later it breaks and they say, what happened? So, well, you ran it like a Ferrari and it's, you know, and so some of those people now are coming back and they're buying second units to help spread the load. But we'll work with you.
It's so neat to learn about this and to chat with you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
See you out there. I'll see you at some of the parties.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice chatting with you guys. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. Please hit like and subscribe to our podcast and follow us at Canna Tech Today.